Hello and happy Thursday, October 28th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Canada is well represented on the list of nominees for the 2021 People's Choice Awards, which was unveiled on Wednesday. Justin Bieber leads the way with 10 nominations in music and pop culture categories, including Male Artist, Album, and Social Star. In the running for Male Artist along with Bieber are his fellow Canadians Drake, Shawn Mendes, and The Weeknd, as well as Bad Bunny, Ed Sheeran, Lil Nas X, and Luke Combs. Peaches, Bieber's hit featuring Canada's Daniel Caesar, as well as Giveon, is up for Song of 2021, as is Bieber's collab with the Kid Laroi, Stay. Drake and The Weeknd are also up for collaboration song thanks to Way Too Sexy featuring Future and Young Thug, and You Right by Doja Cat respectively. Drake's Certified Lover Boy is vying for Album of 2021. Another Canadian on the list of nominations is Tate McRae, who's up for New Artist. Several music stars also earn noms in the pop culture, TV, and movie categories. Britney Spears and Lil Nas X are up for Social Star. Queen Latifah and Mandy Moore are vying for Female Star and Female Drama Star. Selena Gomez has a comedy TV nomination for Only Murders in the Building. And Kelly Clarkson's show is up for the Daytime Talk Show category. In the running for Pop Special of 2021 are docs from Bieber, Billie Eilish, Demi Lovato, Pink, and Rihanna's Savage X Fenty show. Adam Levine insists he was not expressing disgust at a female fan who grabbed him during a Maroon 5 performance in Los Angeles last weekend. Video of Levine's reaction to being accosted on stage went viral. He can be seen physically shaking off the encounter before knocking off a mic stand and rushing to the end of the stage. Luis Pinoza, who reposted the clip, wrote, "Adam Levine was not having it," and captioned his post, "Adam Levine was a whole mood yesterday." In an Instagram story, Levine addressed the criticism of his reaction. "I've always been someone that loves, respects, and worships our fans. Without our fans, we don't have a job. I say that all the time to our fans," he said. "To think that anyone would believe that I thought that our fans were beneath us or less us makes my stomach turn. It's just not who I am, and it's not who I've ever been." Levine added, "So I need you guys to know, I was really startled, and sometimes when you're startled, you have to shake it off and move on, because I'm doing my job up there. It's what I pride myself on. So I need to let you guys know where my heart is, and my heart is that connection that exists between the band performing on stage and its fans. I hope that we can all understand that." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. For more music news, visit iHeartRadio.ca and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.